All right, it's time to talk about scales. Now, I mentioned briefly in the last lesson that a scale is basically a set of notes. Now, there's a very familiar sounding scale, the most popular scale. The scale you're going to use the most in life is called the major scale. Now, it's named after a description of how far away the notes are from each other. It's about intervals. Interval meaning how far a note is away from another note. So you got a first, a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and in all those intervals you have a major or a minor third, a major or a minor fifth, all that kind of, or no, not fifth, a major or a minor seventh. There's different descriptions of intervals. You don't need to know much about that yet, but just know for now that the major scale is called major because it has major intervals in it. Meaning the space between like the root, which is the first note, and like the third, for instance, the third note is a major third. So it's four semitones away from it instead of three, which would be a minor third. But that's neither here nor there. I just wanted you to know why it's called major. So we've got this major scale. Everyone's heard it a million times. If you've ever heard the Do Re Mi song from Sound of Music, you've learned the entire major scale on solfege. Do, a deer, that whole thing. So do is our root. Re, mi, fa, sol, la, That's a major scale. There's 12 major scales because you can start it on any of the 12 notes. If I thought, that major scale I just sang was too high, let me move it down. I could start it on A flat instead of C, and A flat would be our new do. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Same scale, different starting point. Therefore, you have 12 major scales. You got A major, you got A sharp major, also known as B sharp, B flat major. You got C major, you got B, oh, sorry. You got B major, you got C major, you got C sharp major, you got D major, you got D sharp major, you got E major, you got F major, you got F sharp major, you got also known as G flat major. You got G major, you got G sharp, also known as A flat major, and then that's it. Those are the 12, and then it would just, of course, start over and it'd be the same scale an octave higher. So the major scale is a set of notes. It is seven of the 12 notes. The fun part about it is, if you started on C, you don't have to name any sharps or flats. It just works out to name C, D, E, F, G, A, B, repeat. Most people end it on a C because it sounds resolved. Here's my seven notes of the scale. And then people throw in this do again on top because they want it to sound resolved, like it ends somewhere, like a home note. Okay, that's our home note. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, aka 8, because it's one, an octave higher. Okay? I'm sure you're familiar with that sound. So I'm not going to teach solfege. You don't have to know do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, although probably most of you do know the solfege just from being around it and from that song. What I'm going to teach you is the numbers that represent those notes. So 1 through 7, and you can continue it by saying 8 or 1 at the top. Okay, so here's what that would sound like. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, because I decided to start that major scale pattern on C, that was a C scale, and the notes work out to be all alphabet notes, no sharp or flat notes. C, D, E, F, G, So this major scale sound that we've never questioned and that's been part of the milieu of our whole lives, what is it? Okay, it's your root. Then it's two semitones, aka one whole step. Then it's another whole step. Then it's a half step, so one semitone. Now we're gonna do three whole steps and end it on a half step. So I do want you to learn this next thing I'm gonna say. Okay. Whole, whole, half. Whole, 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 half. So I'm going to start wherever I decide to start. In this case, C. I'm going to go a whole step up. D. Another whole step up. E. Now I'm going to go a half step. There's nothing in between E and F. F. Okay, now a whole step. G. A. B. C. So that's the major scale. I've chosen the root. And then an interval of a whole step above it. Whole step. Half step. Whole step. Whole step. Whole step, half step. Root, whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. Some of this, you just gotta trust that people made these decisions for reasons, but there's a lot of math behind this. If you wanna really geek out about the actual sound waves, these sound good because of the sound waves. We're not gonna talk about that right now. But let's practice a major scale. Starting on different starting points. Some of you will be able to do this a cappella, some of you won't be able to do it a cappella yet. You can hit pause, try it out a cappella, see where you're at, see if you can remain on pitch with the autonomy without having any sort of pitch guidance once I give you your starting note, and see how good your relative pitch is currently. Okay, so I'm gonna sing C scale. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. So why don't you do that on numbers? So sing, here's your starting note. One, now go for it, sing 1 to 8. So here we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You can do it backwards too. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, since I'm teaching this whole course based on the number system and using mostly major scales, you're not gonna get through this course if you can't sing 1 through 8 up and down, pretty much a cappella. Now, of course, we all have small amounts of variation. We all go sharp or flat to varying degrees. None of us are perfect robots with singing, but we wanna be able to navigate the major scale with autonomy. You'll hear me say that about a million times. Okay. Well, let's move and pick a different starting note. I'm going to pick a random note. G. Okay, now if G is my root, then my G major scale, I can build from there by thinking about whole steps and half steps. Okay, if G is my root, I'm going to go up a whole step. So that means I'm going up to A. Next, another whole step means I'm going up to B. Now, it's time for a half step. Well, there's nothing between B and C, because that's one of our half step situations on the name, as far as regarding the alphabet names of the notes. B to C and E to F are two spots where there's no sharp or flat in between them. They are each other's sharp and flat, in other words. So B to C. Okay, so we've got G is 1, A is 2, B is 3, C is 4, now I gotta do a whole step, so I'm gonna go to D. Now I gotta do a whole step, so I'm gonna go to E. Now I have to do another whole step, so I'm gonna go to F sharp. That's gonna be my 7. And then G is my 8, so G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Try that a few times. I'm going to give some space in between. See if you can hit the next note and then check it with the note I play. See if you're right. Here's our root. Two, three, four, five, six, six, seven, eight. Good. So if I were to give you any homework so far, this would be the most important homework. Sing the major scale a cappella until you get good at being able to navigate the major scale on pitch without pitch guidance after you get your reference note. So of course you need your first note, and after that you should be able to build a major scale a cappella. If you can't yet, there's not only this recording, but in the resource list in this lesson, I'll give you some helpful videos that I've come across over the years to help practice this and get this up to speed. You'll want to be able to sing the major scale with only a starting note and come back landing on the exact same note where you started. All right, that's the lesson for today. Thank you, guys.